You ain't got enough to keep me around. I got something to say, and I need you to hear it right now. If I'm drowning out, it could be your wit, but I bet it's a spike in my drink that has something to do with it. No, we ain't got love, no we never did. We ain't got love, no we never did. We ain't got love, no we never did. We ain't got love, we ain't got love. You ain't got enough to keep me at ease. And I know the words that you blurb when I'm not in your company. And I've hit the end of this bottle of wine. I'm learning to cope, so I drink and I smoke till I'm fine. We ain't got love, no we never did. We ain't got love, no we never did. We ain't got love, no we never did. We ain't got love, we ain't got love.
Friends, it's Doug Locke, and this is Saturday. It's a show about emo and pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.fm. It's like every week I make you a mixtape that you can listen to for, you know, live from 8 to 10 on Saturdays or whatever you want, really. That was the first song. It was Have Mercy with We Ain't Got Love. I'm not holding it together super hard now. I try not to talk too much. I do want to say that our good friends over at Twin Peaks Sessions, fellow BFF.fmers, you go to their YouTube channel. They just uploaded a live session with Brian from Have Mercy right before everything. So check that out. I'm gonna keep playing songs. This is S.
Thank you. thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, especially I'm slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? I thought it was strange. You said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, "This is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care. I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, with these things there's no telling. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery." Besides, maybe this time it's different. I mean, I really think you like me.
No one can know.
Hello again, friends. It's still Doug Locke, and this is still Saturday. We listened to S with Vampires, Phoebe Bridgers with a cover of First Day of My Life, originally by Bright Eyes, and then May with Tisbury Lane. This is Cardboard Swords.
That I should get a clue. Well, I did. And it was to rid my heart of you. So I did exactly what you said I should do. I played the sleuth and I found a clue. And I still can't stop thinking about you. But that's standard procedure. You know me. So fuck with my heart at your leisure. That's how it goes. Going lately, said I was the best, simultaneously the worst. In best case scenario, I should be cursed for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Well, I feel like I am, cause I will never have you by my side. So stay warm in that flannel that I left on your bed. There was no way in hell I could put it on after that. Both soaking wet, and I apologize. From time to time, this makes you think of me. Just imagine seeing that stupid shirt. Every time you fucking breathe, it's how it feels to be me. You have proven to be more of a maze than construction season in the Heritage Hill one-ways for someone who's not from Grand Rapids on their very first days. But me, I paid attention on my late-night skates and when I was driving around in my van. And now my best friend, who lived here his whole life, told me I know the city better than him. He said, Ty, it's like the back of your hand. I said, Alec, I traded in a heartbeat for the backbone of a man. I had to change my way home from work because I couldn't even stand to drive by her and see her on her front lawn with her bikini on, getting a tan. Because here's the thing. I don't need Fountain or Union Street for anything except Martha's Vineyard and the bakery, so I'll just take the back of Michigan Hill down, eastern around, and follow Lion all the way there, because this is what I found. Life may or may not be about finding true love, but it's certainly not about begging for it from someone, so I'll keep doing the things that I do, late nights, fat blunts, pizza pies with my crew, driving home from whatever bars half off after two while I'm blasting my favorite tunes and seeing my favorite local bands at whatever venues, while you keep doing the things that you do, shifting blame and twisting truth and making absolutely positively sure that everybody in the room is certain that the victim just had to be you, while I'll keep doing the things that I do and I'll find someone who wants me like I wanted you. Sing along at a show this weekend. Act a fool, get drunk with these friends that you love. Someone somewhere said all good things end. So what in my mind made me think this time would be different?
One, two, three, four.
Just beneath my feet, you remind me of home. The heater's warm that fills the room with a potpourri of dust and gaskets.
right from the beginning. I just wanna know what I should prepare for. But the Bible hasn't given me comfort. I was baptized on a bedroom floor, where I was touched by something other than angels, and I just can't forget anymore. Will fear of God send me to heaven, or am I gonna need something more? 'Cause I've been terrified from the beginning. I just wanna know what I should prepare for. But the Bible hasn't given me comfort. I was baptized on a bedroom floor, where I taught myself this feeling was my fault. And I don't wanna feel the same anymore.
Hello again, friends. It's still Doug Locke, and this is still Saturday. We listened to the Cardboard Swords with Flannel. Benjamin Gibbard with You Remind Me of Home, and City Mouth with Body and Blood. And this is... I forgot to do the thing. This is... hello. This is Make Do and Mend.
There is a light. Yeah, there is a light that never goes out. But try as I might, I can't seem to find it now. Betrayal. Come on, water hill. I told you that I'd hold.
right before you die, just so we would all know that it was not. There was no one around.
Daddy read this room. I know how it ends. It's safe to assume I'm not impressed. Headphones, all alone. No road.
Hello again, friends. It's still Doug Rock, and this is still Saturday. It's a show about emo and pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.fm. I'm feeling a little bit better now. I am sorry about that. I thought that I had calmed down before I started recording, and I am not one to, if I start something, I don't know, I don't usually finish, but for some reason, the show is a different thing. I don't know. I don't really have a ton to say tonight. Last week, we had the party. It was on Discord. It was a lot of fun. If you showed up, I really super appreciate that. The Discord has probably been one of the few things in going on right now that has been bringing me, like, actual genuine joy, which is really nice. It was a thing that was kind of a whim, and then I just did it, and it's kind of working out. If you wanna join the Discord, there's some really cool people in there. We've got a good community going so far. I have the link in the link tree. It's linktree.com/ringblue, WRINGBLUE. Or you can DM me and I can send you an invite. We're going to do the next party in there again on July 11th. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it as much as I'm looking forward to anything right now, I guess. I don't know. Let's just keep playing songs. This is the first song. It's first track one for side two. It's La Dispute.
Yesterday alone, I laid everything out on the carpet. Books, kitchen things. Objects with specific purpose or none. Arrange them sideways in a grid on the floor there, unmoored, out of context, and then considered it. First the whole picture, and then everything individually, humming along at the deadest pace imaginable. One object, then another, then the next. And I wondered what they meant there. Desert, identifying wildflowers, pictures from vacations, from parties, kitschy gifts we bought from rest stops on that road trip out west, objects, everything itself, and then memory. All of it laid out there, from the dining room, the living room, the hallway, and the basement, and the kitchen, from that room we called the office, but never used. Carpet out of context. And I sat there for hours. Today I moved everything from the floor to the table in the dining room, placed each thing carefully without reason. Without one I understood or could describe, there on the table together. And when I was done and stepped back, I realized what I'd made. Keepsakes, pictures, letters, ordinary objects all collected there. A memorial. And I thought of ones on highways or set by gravestones. All the things you see there but don't understand still bring a remembered thing back vividly. Invoke someone's reality when they're together in that place, in that way, out of context. And I knew I had to take it down before anybody else saw. Tomorrow I plan to put them all somewhere, those things in boxes, side of the road, attic maybe. All these things that push and pull me through history, to places I once was, places I might have gone.
back, I will write you back, I will write you back, always. I will write you back, I will write you back, I will write you back, always. I will write you back, I will write you back, I will write you back, always. I will write you back, always. I will write you back, I will write you back, I will write you back, always. I will write you back, I will write you back, I will write you back, always. I will write you back, I will write you back, I will write you back, always. I will write you back, always. You back.
Same
you back.
Mistake you back. I know.
I will write you back.
You'll be getting
I will write you back.
Without
I will write you back.
End.
Always. I will write you back.
The love
I will write
I
you back.
Let
you back.
Go.
Always. I will write you back. Always. You back.
Fall
I will
swept
you back. I will
in
you back.
My
always. I will write you back.
Fever.
I will write you back. I will write you back. Always.
Birthright.
I will
proud.
Write you back. I will write you back.
Heavy
I
with
you
change.
Back. Always. I will write you back. Always.
Standards, I guess we're doing all right.
how can we keep living when our loved ones die? And it just keeps getting harder. And even though our hearts are still beating, it feels like we're being tested every day.
Hello, it's still Doug Locke, and this is still Saturday. We listened to La Dispute with Objects in Space, and A Fly Away with You Were a Pride of Lions, and Slingshot Dakota with Goodyear. And this is a sense field.
Turn out the light, just say goodnight to yourself. May I remind you, when you find you are all alone, when you've got to be strong, that's when they call you in the night. He's got you pictured in his mind, he's got your number on a paper at his disposal anytime. Is it really true? Could you save yourself for someone who could love you for you? So many times we just give it away to someone who you met in a bar, in the back of a car. And for a moment you felt important, but not in your heart. 'Cause my self-esteem, it's been low. Go ahead and count, it's been lower than low. I know the feeling of it stealing right out from underneath. Love you for you. So many times.
have I said I love you in the backseat of your car? How many times have I seen your profile in the photo booth so far? How many times have we rode our bikes to the IHOP late at night? Down, down the big hill by your house, we watch the moon together. Thank you.
could say one of two things. Call me sometime or let's hang out. Or maybe I could help you out. Stop acting like you'll ever see me again. And like I don't have you figured out. I understand how it works. On paper, we're similar people. I understand how it works. On paper, we're similar people, but we're different people. We're different people. You're tearing down walls I built until they scrape the sky. Tell your wrecking crew I welcome you. When the days slow down this summer, don't forget I did 2 years in your silhouette. Your jaws of steel, never forgave. It's haunting the way silence sounded. If I fucked up long ago, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it counted. I didn't realize it counted. I didn't realize it counted. It just wouldn't work out. That's what I'm telling myself.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Though we're just two different people.
That's what I'm telling.
We're just two different people.
That's what I'm telling myself.
We're just two different people.
That's what I'm telling myself.
And I've seen. A certain kind of sickness around. aching cold. These hands are meant to hold.
Speak to me.
Things I heard about today, all this week and tomorrow, and how these hands could create some better things for bettering. But you see, for now I got my own things.
You got your
There's blood in the sink. He's plunging his wrists in a hangover halo with washing away. Mechanic school dropout stares into the mirror, stands up in his derelict daydreams. Always too tall, always walked around wearing a smile that was never quite sure of itself. Planning a future of failures inflicted in phone calls from strip clubs and bail bonds. There's a light left on. There's a pace to our direction.
Doug Locke, and this has been Saturday. It's a show about emo and pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.fm. I appreciate you being here today. I'm sorry if I was difficult to listen to. You know how it is. It's times like this that make me wish that I had spent my life thinking about something other than sad songs. It's so often it feels like it just becomes like this cycle, and I don't ever really seem to be able to get out of it. And it's not the songs, obviously. There's other things. And then, I don't know, my knowledge and skill base are not as robust as they could be at a time when, you know, important things are happening. So, I don't know. There's not like a ton I can do. I do what I can. I want to do what I can. Hopefully, this thing that I continue to do is of some comfort to someone. If you want to join the Discord. It's pretty cool. There's good people in there that make a lot of what's happening right now feel manageable and like there's hope and that we're gonna, you know, win the fight. So yeah, this is gonna be the end of the show. I really appreciate you being here. It means the world to me. Hopefully I'll be a little more put together next week. I've also, the 8-track is back, so I'm gonna probably be posting more stuff on there. I have a link to that in the link tree also, but you can, if you want that, you can also DM me and I can send that to you. Thank you again. I'll talk to everyone in a week. I hope you're taking care of yourself and doing what you can to support those around you and fight for the things that matter. That's all that really matters right now is, you know, community and the maintaining and building the world that we want to be in, essentially. You know how that is. So this is the last song. It's Julian Baker. I'll talk to you again in a week. Goodbye.
Body.